Good morning. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large for Sunday, September 15th, 2013. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. The annual Susan G. Komen Pink Ribbon Luncheon will be held Thursday, October 3rd from 11:30 a.m. until 1 p.m. at the Northwest Arkansas Convention Center in Springdale. Proceeds from this luncheon and silent auction will benefit Komen Ozark. Tickets and more information available at komenozark.org or 750-PINK.
Ahead on Weekend Ozarks, it's never too early or too late to start thinking about retirement. Three things you need to know about saving.
Plus, Becca Martin Brown tells us what's up and talk like a pirate. You can do that in our Sunday morning montage.
But first, there was lots of news about building this week, but not just bricks and mortar. Building for the future. Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis has more in this week's Week in Review.
Early voting began this week in Bentonville for a proposed millage increase for Bentonville Public Schools. If approved by voters in the school district, the 2.9 mil increase would fund construction of a second high school in the district, which would serve about 2,250 students. Mary Lay, the school district's director of communications, says that the current high school serves about 4,200 students and that classroom space is scarce.
We have 65 teachers on carts right now, and that's very significant. That means they don't have a classroom that they roam all day from one teacher that has a planning period to the next teacher that has a planning period, and without their environment and preparation time, that's really hurts them. It makes it more complicated for them. We want to keep the best and the brightest teachers and not put them in those kind of situations. And to put that in perspective, Central Park is our largest elementary school. They have 805 students and 55 full-time teachers, so we have more teachers on carts than our largest elementary school has on staff.
Lay says that with continued growth in the district, a failed millage increase this time could mean the introduction of more portable classrooms or split schedules, or even state intervention, meaning that the school's operating budget would be cut in order to fund construction of a new facility. This is the third proposed millage increase for a second high school in 5 years. Lay says that this time, she feels that voters will be supportive of the school district's request.
I'm confident that we listened. I'm confident that we have the most affordable package without lessening the quality of education. I'm confident that the way we're sharing athletics is the fair thing to do, and yet we could still have good programs. I'm confident that we're taking care of the needs of our students. So I feel like we have done due diligence to take care of our community, and I really believe in our people in our community, and I believe they will support us.
Election day is Tuesday, and Lee says that voters should double-check where their precinct is, as some polling places have changed. To find your voting location, visit voterview.org. The future site of the U.S. Marshals Museum in Fort Smith has moved slightly. Last week, the museum board approved a plan to move the museum about 2,000 feet north from the original site location. Pat Mickle of the Fort Smith-based engineering firm of Mickle Wagner Coleman says that the plan to move the site came after a land use assessment of the Westfall property along the Fort Smith riverfront, which included the original museum site.
In combination with things we were hearing about, the kinds of volumes, like, for example, the Crystal Bridges, that their attendance level was much, much higher than they originally anticipated is. To some degree, the same thing was happening with the Clinton Library. We looked at the Marshals Museum site and saw a site that was a great location in a lot of respects, but was hemmed in because of river on one side, city park on one side, highway on one side, gas well on a fourth side. They were kind of hemmed in for spaces. And if there was an opportunity or a need for growth in the future, they were pretty well in a difficult spot.
But Mickle says that the new site, which is further downriver on the Westfall property, where there hasn't been nearly as much development to date, is twice as large, with 16 acres total, and it's also twice as deep and at least 15% wider. He says that the larger lot gives site planners different opportunities for development. Additionally, with the original site, Mickle says that the museum building would have been right against easement lines and close to a required setback from Riverfront Drive. And though a zoning plan has not yet been completed for the riverfront, Mickle says that several uses for adjoining properties are being explored.
What we're looking at is potentially a hotel-type uses. We are looking for, we would think it would be an ideal site for a corporate office type, some kind of multi-structure office building. Could even be for condominium-type use, multifamily stuff. But also, we see other uses associated with the city's growth, as the city has a park just to the up Riverside of the site is they have a river pavilion there, and beyond that they have an amphitheater and at Kelly Park. Some uses that would be associated with those kinds of uses, some more public-type uses.
He says that regardless of what is built along the riverfront, there will be restrictions against structures being built that will block the view of the river from other developments. And completion of the Bella Vista bypass has hit a bump in the road. Missouri highway officials informed Arkansas highway officials earlier in the week that funding for their portion of the bypass north of the state line has come up short. But Randy Ort of the Arkansas Highway and Transportation Department says that the commitments are still in place for construction of the bypass, but the remaining question is when the money will come through. Until that point, Ort says that construction of the full interchange near McKissick Creek would be delayed.
Until the Bella Vista bypass is totally completed, all the way through Arkansas up to Pineville, Missouri, we don't want that traffic pattern to change. So what we are proceeding with at this point is a temporary usable connection there at McKissick Creek. In other words, just a part of the ultimate interchange. And we're going to continue with the initial two-lane construction over to match up with what is already under construction right now around Hiawassee up to County Road 34. We're also not going to proceed north from County Road 34 until we get a timing commitment from Missouri.
Ort says that part of Missouri's funding is still allocated to the project, but Missouri highway officials opted against a partial construction in favor of building all of their stretch at once.
With the terrain up there, the type of work that they're going to be doing, they are not going to proceed with just a partial contract or anything like that. They want to wait till they have full funding.
Ort says that the $100 million allocated for the two lanes of the Arkansas stretch of the bypass will remain allocated to the project. However, Ort said that highway commissioners this week took another look at a toll study commissioned for the stretch of highway.
It now appears that it may be more feasible to move forward with the additional two lanes sooner rather than later and to build them as a free facility rather than as a toll facility. There's many moving pieces and moving parts all the time on this. It's like a big jigsaw puzzle. But that appears to be the best direction to go. Of course, the commission has some tough decisions to make in future meetings, but we're committed, and there's no question about completing the initial two lanes. It's just looking much more promising that we'll be able to go ahead and complete all four rather than just the initial two.
The additional two lanes would cost about $51 million to build, and like the rest of the future Interstate 49, it's a matter of when rather than if it will be built. From the Harold and Blanche Kalk News Studio, I'm Timothy Dennis, and this is Weekend Ozarks at Large.